So it is. Okay. I'm so grateful, you're so grateful. So what are you grateful for? Shout it out. What are you grateful for? Everything. Okay, be more specific than that. Family. Yes.
Life.
Pardon? Life. Health.
Our center.
Our center. Thank you. Yes. Me too.
My finances.
My finances. Thank you. Yes, I'm grateful for Bob Dean too. He looks at me every morning in the mirror and goes, "What?" Yes. So I know, you know, one of the things I always hated at my family growing up was on Thanksgiving Day, when we didn't do it any other time of the year. We always did the grace. You always said the blessing before meal. But on Thanksgiving Day, we always had to go around the room and everybody say something you're grateful for. And oh my God, it just felt so forced and so tedious and so uncomfortable that it just didn't work, you know, in the long run. And what I'm aware of is anytime we think about and talk about gratitude, what happens is that it gets all mixed up with those old messages about the idea that we should be grateful, that there's something wrong with us. I don't know about you, but did you ever hear, I heard it about myself, you just aren't very grateful. You're just not grateful enough. Which usually meant I wasn't saying the right thing to the right person, or it meant something to them that I never quite understood what it meant, because I knew I was fairly grateful. But I also know that because of all of that early mix of gratitude and guilt for not being grateful, and gratitude and shame for being, must be something wrong with me that I don't automatically remember to say thank you. You know, your parents teach you from the beginning, say thank you, Bobby. Say thank you, Bobby. I can still hear my mother's voice. And I do it more now, thank goodness. But all of that gets mixed together, and I think it gets in the way, because what happens is there becomes a kind of moralistic right or wrong, good or bad overlay or mix-up to the whole business of gratitude. Now, maybe that's not true for you, but I'm usually talking to myself up here, so it's okay. If you get to pick up something from it, that's even better. But it's this whole idea that because of that kind of mixing together of shame and guilt and should and ought and morality and immorality and right and wrong with a very basic human response of gratitude, we often don't get into it like we could. So this month we're talking about gratitude all month long. So we're going to get a chance to feel all that stuff and clear it out, I hope, or I trust, and I know if you choose to, you will. But for today, I want you to look at gratitude as a spiritual practice and as a human practice, as an opportunity to do something that isn't about being right or wrong. It isn't about being a good enough person or a bad enough person. It isn't about are you morally above board or not. None of that. But to look at gratitude as what it is and how it works in our bodies and how it works in our lives, because it is a powerful, powerful thing, and it can work very beautifully for us. Now, the gratitude is one of the oldest ideas in Western culture for a spiritual practice and a personal practice. Cicero, early Roman statesman, said this. He said that gratitude is not only the greatest virtue, it is the parent of all virtues. And a virtue was a value. A virtue, in the way they were using those language in that days, it was something that you would attach to or believe in or take in and then live your life from. So he's saying the beginning of all value starts with gratitude. And you know, he was born in 105 BC, so that idea has been around a while. We humans have carried it, and it shows up in all cultures all over the place. And it wasn't, and the fact that they used the word virtue, I think, is where some of this right and wrong stuff got in there, because the idea of, we think of a virtue versus being not virtuous. You know, the Bible passage, who can find a virtue? Never mind. So you get all of this virtue and not virtue, and then we get back into the good and bad and the right and wrong. But what I want to invite us to do is lift our thought and our idea and our focus above that right and wrong, good and bad, into a higher concept of gratitude that is simply a matter of recognizing the good that there is for us and responding with appreciation. That really is all gratitude is. And whether you say thank you or not, and whether you express it out loud, that's the inner process. See, because what we know in this teaching, and we know from truth, what we recognize and pay attention to expands and grows in our lives. It's the old story, you know, you start thinking you might want to buy a yellow Volkswagen. And the first thing you know, all you see on the road are yellow Volkswagens. Now, they were all there to start with, but you didn't see them. You begin to track them into your life. You begin to become aware, and so they begin showing up. Same thing happens when you start thinking that life is terrible, you know, and going to be awful, and everything is going to go wrong, and if what can go wrong will go wrong, and did. And then what shows up? More and more of the same. So what we pay attention to, what we focus on, multiplies and comes to us more and more and more. So gratitude is a way to turn that around and really start to appreciate the good that we have, however simple or profound it may be. Now, some of you know that today we were to have a whole new parking system for you, right? Free parking and a code. And I hope nobody came in later and put the code in, because there is not one. Because what happened is the parking company couldn't get their stuff, their ducks in a row, to come up with a code and get us a code to give you. So all of our parking today is free. So if you paid for parking, I'm sorry, you didn't have to. And we were trying to communicate that to people as much as we could. We didn't know until we got here this morning. So that's prosperity. That's good. Not only did you not have to pay for it, but the center didn't have to pay for it. So this is a freebie. This is a day that last Sunday cost us $280 for you all to park here. So, you know, that's gratitude. That's prosperity. That's what we've been talking about. We began to focus for the whole last month on prosperity, and we're seeing it showing up in all kinds of ways. That's just one simple one. So with that in mind, one of the things that's important to understand about our teaching is that our teaching is a combination. You know, it's not new. We call this new thought. It's a new combination. It's a new way of putting things together, but it's ancient ideas that are pulled from all kinds of places. And what is on my mind today, and what I kept thinking about, is that in about the late 1800s in this country, a philosophy began to emerge called pragmatism. So those of you who are philosophers or who have studied philosophy know what that is. Pragmatism is the idea that our words, our beliefs, our thoughts only have truth in them and value in them, not based on whether they seem to be real or not, but based on whether or not they have a practical, pragmatic outcome. We say in this teaching, in Science of Mind, Science of Mind grew right out of that time period. We say in this teaching, if you're not sure something works, test it till you find out if you believe it. Don't believe something because Bob Dean tells you, except that he's wonderful and you can believe that. But the rest, don't believe it just because I say it or anybody, any other teacher on the planet says it. Believe it because you test it out and it is practically has some kind of response within you that says, yes, this is true and real for me. Go with that piece. Let that be your guide. That's the pragmatic. We are also very much steeped in ancient Greek idealism. And idealism says everything is already perfect as it is, and we just have to reveal it within us. Sound familiar? I talk about this all the time. You are already the perfection of God. We are simply revealing it and bringing it forward. So this kind of idea, this kind of thinking is where I want you to go with your, if you can, if you will, with your thoughts about gratitude. Not because it's good or bad, but because it works. Now, the brain scientists have done a lot of work in the last 20 years on gratitude and happiness. There's a whole brain science study now being done on happiness. University of Pennsylvania is where part of that goes on, but it's happening at other places around the country where brain scientists are looking at what's happening in the brain that makes a difference when you're doing different kinds of thought, different kinds of ideas. So they look at gratitude, and what they've discovered is that when a person gets into that feeling of gratitude or that thought of gratitude, it releases dopamine into their blood system. And dopamine is a great hormone that brings about balance. It brings about happiness, what people call happiness. It brings about the ability to be creative and come up with new ideas. It brings all of that together, and it happens in your physical body. And this scientist that I was reading said, wouldn't it be nice if we could just give everybody shots of dopamine and everybody be happy? Reminds me of the old Ren and Stimpy cartoon, where if you love, anybody else know Ren and Stimpy? Yeah, okay, good. That's my guilty pleasure, one of them. Well, in one of the Ren and Stimpy's, it was Stimpy, who created a hat, an electronic hat that he could put on Ren, and all he had to do was push a button and then Ren would be happy, because Ren was always grumpy. I mean, he's just a grumpy character in the cartoon. So every time Stimpy would start to get, or Ren would start to get a little unhappy, he'd push the button, and he'd be all happy and joyful again. And after about 2 weeks of this, Stimpy, not Ren, threw the hat away. He just couldn't stand the perfectly happy all the time Ren. It was just too much for him because he becomes so accustomed to the up and down grumpiness of his friend. Now, that's totally against the talk I'm having, but anyway, it came to mind. So, but it's the same idea. If you could just, you know, we could just get a shot of dopamine, then we'd be all up there and happy all the time, right? No, because our bodies do a beautiful thing. They have a brain-blood barrier we have within each of us, so that we can't inject that kind of chemical and create the emotion and feeling of happiness because it doesn't get to your brain. You might have other kinds of feelings in your body. Not suggesting anybody go out and try it. But the point is, you still have to do the work of gratitude. You still get to go to that place of really paying attention to what you're grateful for. Because when you do, it creates that joy and happiness. There's a saying among those same guys that say you cannot be despondent and grateful at the same moment. Now, you can do it in rapid succession back and forth. Ren and Stimpy are great examples. But you cannot do it simultaneously. If you're despondent and sad, well, think about something right now. Think about something that just really either irritates you or makes you very sad and discouraged. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. This is, okay, everybody got something? Now think about something or someone that you're really, really grateful for. That just the thought of them makes you happier. Got it? Now go back to that other thought. Is it as bad as it was? And if it is, don't tell me. Shouldn't be. You should have a little bit of relief. Should have a little bit of sense there of maybe it's a little lighter, because when you think of that thing you love and those people you're so grateful for or that event, it kicks off those chemicals in your brain, which makes it harder then for the feelings attached to the negative, which is the absence of good, not the presence of anything, to allow you to get into that despondency. It's really, really wonderful. It really works. I mean, you have this whole built-in mechanism that works for us when we figure out how to use it. It's like we gave my mother a computer years ago. She never could figure out how to use it. She'd call me up. So what do I do first? Well, you plug it in. Oh, yeah. Well, I've got it plugged in, but it still won't work. Have you turned it on? I don't know. You know, you got to know how to use it. And this is what gratitude's about. So there are some practices of gratitude that can really enhance this and bring you up into another space of being grateful more often and therefore having and attracting to your life those things you're grateful. So I want to talk about three or four of them. This is like a three-hour workshop in one 20-minute. Only we got 10 minutes left. So I'm going to do this in rapid fire. And on the third Sunday of this month, I will do a workshop following the celebration where we'll allow you to go in a little more depth and practice some of this if you choose to. Following our celebration. So the first one is simple. Say thank you. You ever not take compliments? People say things nice to you. Oh, shucks. Oh, this old thing, I bought it at the thrift store. You know, we tend to push those things away when I got early into to my spiritual growth, I had a sponsor in a 12-step program. He used to grab my face.
Thank you.
Just say thank you. Don't judge it. Don't make it right or wrong. Don't judge yourself. Just say thank you. Now, there are appropriate times that may not be appropriate. I got stopped by a cop one time and got given a ticket, and as he walked away, I said thank you, and I thought later that was kind of not smart. But it somehow made it easier for me to swallow that ticket I had to pay for. So, and it was me speeding, not anyone else. But thank you. Say thank you. That's the first one. Gratitude list. I mean, these are the kind of things people talk about. This is spiritual practice. I don't want to do a gratitude list. Not when I'm feeling angry and frustrated and pitiful and victimized. Gratitude's the last thing I want to do. But I guarantee promise to you, if you do one, when you're in that space, you will feel better. It will put you in a better space to be alive and joyous and happy and free. When I first was told to do one, I remember it clearly because it was the middle of the night and I couldn't sleep and I was angry and I was frustrated and I was upset and I was hurt and all that list of stuff and why me and blah, blah, blah. And I kept hearing the voice, do a gratitude list, do a gratitude. All right. I'm grateful I can sit up on the side of the bed. That was the first one. I'm grateful that I can be this angry at old so-and-so. That was my second one. I'm grateful I can even feel. Okay, that was progress. Went on through. I was supposed to do 10 of them. I got to 10 and I didn't feel any better, so I did 10 more. By the time I did about 100, I started to feel a little lighter, a little different, a little better. And then when I kept doing those week after week, day after day, and every time it would come up, it became less and less of an issue. And I actually moved out of being non-resentment into real gratitude. Simple list. Reminding your brain, which is waiting for your input to say, this is who you are and what you want, of how good things can be. I am grateful today for so many things. You know, if you wanted to hear about gratitude, get a little guy, little kid, little girl, little boy to tell you what they're grateful for. Mommy and grandmommy and the floor and my kitty and on it goes, and it's just rich and beautiful and wonderful, and it'll remind you of how grateful you have been and you can be again. Third thing, gratitude journal. Now that's taken to an even little more level, but there's some really important things about journaling. And like I said, this is fast forward, fast speed. First of all, handwriting works better than print, than typing, or even speaking. And handwriting works better because there's a brain connection that goes on that helps you retain and kicks off that dopamine in your body in a way that typing it does not. Now, the typing can still do it, but if you write it, it has more power and it works better for you. So write your gratitude list. I only need 5 minutes a day to do it. Just 5 minutes to just jot down the things that you're grateful for. Do it in detail. That's why I was asking you for more. I'm grateful for everything. Well, that's good. But which everythings? Because when we detail them, again, it kicks off something different inside of us. And it heightens our attention for those things which matter to us. Everything can be everything. But I am really, really, really grateful for my car. I always wanted a convertible. I have one now. Every time I get in it, whether I put the top down or not, I am grateful for that car. There aren't many of them made. I found it online when I saw one and said, that's what I want. Universe said yes. I said, okay, I'll buy it. You know, I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for members of my family. I'm even grateful for some of the really awful things that happened to me years ago with my family because it taught me so much about life and loving. Someone said, what if everything that's happened to you and happens to you is for your good? That'll take doing a gratitude list about. Think about that. What if everything that's happened to you is ultimately for your good because it guides you to who you are and what life is really all about for you? That's rich stuff. That's good stuff. A little more about this business of a journal. If you can't get paper, if you don't have paper, use your phone. Dictate to yourself. If there are surprises, things that surprise you, and you're, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for that, be sure you remember and pay attention to those, because then you'll have more of them. And don't mind being repetitious. If you're writing the same thing every day that you're grateful for, okay. If that's what you're really grateful for, do it. Keep it up. But do something. Keep it going. Now, one more, and that's the gratitude jar. I just learned about this morning. We're going to provide it for our kids over in the kids program. But it's a jar, like it sounds, or a basket. And instead of journaling, because for many people that sounds like a chore, right? Oh, my God, I got to journal. I'm spiritual enough already. I don't need to journal. Okay, then don't. Do a list. Do a jar. Pay attention. Whatever works for you. But you get a jar, and you get pieces of paper nearby it. And every time you see something you're grateful for, you think about your gratitude at least once a day, pop it in the jar. And if you really want to be powerful with it, do it with somebody else in your family. The end of the day, as you're wrapping up the day, if you're living with someone, or if you've got kids or grandkids or whatever, do a gratitude jar with them. So what do you want to put in your gratitude jar tonight? Point, point, point. And then on those days when life just seems so hard and you can't think of a thing to be grateful for, you can pull it out and read it. So on the yin and yang of life, on that darker day, you pull out a gratitude that you've written and can be reminded, and it kicks that off in your head and makes things better. It makes things different. So that's the gratitude jar. Again, we're talking about that more later. I'll be bringing one, and we'll do some play with it in our workshop in a couple of weeks. So I want to close in with the idea that right now you were all given a card when you came in, and take a moment, if you're willing, and look at your card and write one thing on it, specific, that you're truly grateful for. You're not writing it because Bob said you should be grateful for it, or your mama said you should be grateful for it. Most of the things I was told I should be grateful for, I wasn't. But later, there were other things that I truly was. So take a moment as I'm wrapping up here and write one thing on that card or more that you know you're grateful for. We're starting your gratitude jar right now. And if you don't want to do this, of course you don't have to. These are all suggestions. And what I would suggest to do with that then, well, is to, once you have it written, in a moment we're going to pass the basket for our offering and collection, put it in there as an offering to consciousness. And then at the end of the celebration, after the money's been collected and the baskets are out and we're ready to leave, they will be in a basket in the back. Take one. So you'll go home probably with someone else's gratitude. See, and that's the important and powerful thing about gratitude. You can't do it by yourself. Even if you seem to be doing it by yourself, you're making a difference in your consciousness, and thereby you're making a difference in the consciousness of all life, all human beings, all over the world. And it might just be that the card you pull out is exactly the message of gratitude you need for today. In fact, I'd be willing to bet on it. So is that clear? Something that you could, and I'm telling you ahead of time that you're going to get it back, because you don't want to put your Social Security number. I'm grateful for my Social Security number. Please don't put that on there. Bank accounts, yeah, we could take, no, kidding. Put something on there that's meaningful to you, and then see what you draw back that's meaningful to someone else that could be your message, your gratitude for this day. And don't write your in a way that you can only see yours, so you'll be sure and dig for it when you get done. Does that make sense? Is that clear? So, I want to say to you that I'm grateful to each of you for being here. You make it possible for me to do what I love, to be up here, to get to speak to you, to get to teach, to get to learn. I'm as much or more of a student than I am a teacher. I learn from you. I learn about life from you. I learn about living from you. I always have, always will. I'm grateful to each of you for your choice to be here and to get involved in your own greater good, your personal growth. Because as you do that, you're affecting my life and you're affecting everyone else's. And I thank you for that. And that's true and real. The more people who are paying attention and getting on that bandwagon of knowing the truth for ourselves, the higher percentage, the greater consciousness change we're making in the world. And we are in a time right now of great consciousness shift. Worldwide, not just in this culture or country. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you make a difference, you matter. We are together awakening the world to its spiritual magnificence, and we are in the business of creating a world that really works for everyone. That's what's happening, that's where we're going, that's what we're doing. You deserve that and better because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. Thank you. Yes, more. Come on, come on. Thank you. So here's the truth. Know this with me. As I settle into the awareness and to turn my attention within my own consciousness, I allow my mind to drift through those things which right now, in this moment, I'm grateful for. Whatever it is. Maybe my surroundings, it may be how I feel, it may be the fact that I have a chair to sit in. It may be something much more deeper, knowing that you're loved. Knowing that if you don't feel loved, there's love to be found and had and known and experienced from within you. And so I settle into the awareness that God is all there is, spirit is all there is, life is all there is, and I am an expression of it. And as it bubbles up inside of me, the things I am grateful for, I take note, I pay attention, because that heightens my awareness of the good that I am and the good that is mine to experience. And as I experience this good, I see more good, I live more good, and my life flows with such ease and grace and freedom. In this day, I declare all that has occurred, that is occurring in my life at this moment, is for my greater good. I embrace that idea. I let it be the truth. I let it be so. And so it is. Thank you. Okay, so we are celebrating prosperity. We are celebrating gratitude. I invite you to do so with sharing with your goods, your wonder. Most of you give online and through your credit cards and through our website. We're so grateful for that. You know, the flow of prosperity through this place is amazing and wonderful, and I'm so appreciative. Because it allows us to stay here, it allows us to keep growing and going and providing these ideas to more people. So if you love what you experience here, you love what you're learning here, then continue the flow because you're making it happen. Join me, if we will, in our aspiration, affirmation of prosperity. This is the truth. And it goes like this. I live in a universe of abundance as I freely and joyfully give. I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Thank you. Ushers are coming forward.